Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to be back with you on this last day together. Happy Friday if you're listening to this on a Friday. Hopefully it's sunny and nice weather where you are at and you are just ready to take on the weekend or ready to do whatever you're going to do when you're listening to this because of the power that lives inside of you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Not just because of you, not because of you at all, but because of the power that raised Jesus from the dead and the Holy Spirit lives in you. And if you've been joining us this week at all, you'll see that we've been talking about Romans chapter 8, really 1 through 11 is where we're going to get to. And we could go through this chapter forever. We literally could spend the rest of the history of this show going through Romans chapter 8 because it's so fantastic. It's so rich. It's so beautiful. And so we've talked about there's no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. I'm saying it again every day because you need to believe it. Your life will change when you stop living under the condemnation of the world, the condemnation of your past, the condemnation of sin, and you begin to live under the power of who God has called you to be. Amen? Amen. And so there's no condemnation for you. Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death because he sent his own son. This is the gospel. If you can, close your eyes and hear this. God has sent his own son into the likeness of flesh so that he could do what the law could not do, free you and fulfill the just requirement of the law so you don't have to pay the cost. Now you can walk according to the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to invite you, friends, to live in the gratitude of that, in the reality of that, that you can now walk by the Spirit in the power of God. So just like in Acts, Peter preached, we're hearing a preaching, we're receiving through Paul as we read this letter, the proclamation of the word. And remember, when the letters were sent, they weren't like given one copy to each household. There was one copy sent from Paul, and someone would read it aloud to the whole community. So this is being read out loud to the whole community, saying it would be proclaimed, saying, set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Set your mind on the Spirit. Do not submit under the law of sin and death. This would have been proclaimed. So let's go ahead and pray and let's get into this last little chunk of what God is saying to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you've given us so much. We thank you, Father, that you've given us everything through your Son. And that even more so, your Son is exalted at the right hand of the Father and sends us the promised Holy Spirit, so that we can walk worthy of the calling we've received. We can walk worthy in freedom and power, living a resurrected life in you. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you would open our hearts today, open our minds today, call us deeper and deeper in what it means to belong to you. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I want to pick up on verse 9 because we were just saying, what did we talk about yesterday? Set your mind. And friends, I want to encourage you, when you get up in the morning, as you're praying, set your mind. Say, Holy Spirit, help me set my mind on the things of the Spirit. Help me set my mind not on the flesh. Show me, teach me how to set my mind on the Spirit. Teach me how to set my mind on the Spirit. Show me again and again and again how to do that. Pray it every single day. That's a challenge that I have for you. Set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Because, right, setting your mind on the things of the flesh, what you think about, what you're constantly ruminating on, allows you not to submit to God's law. But here's the encouragement, verse 9 through 11. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although your bodies are dead because of sin, your spirits are alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit which dwells in you. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit. This is Paul's encouragement. He's saying, if you're in the flesh, you can't follow God. How do I know if I'm in the flesh or in the Spirit? Are you baptized? If you are baptized, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Claim that. Live in it. This is your reality. You have the Spirit. Say, I have the Spirit. So you are not in the flesh. It does mean you can dwell on the flesh. It does mean you can fall back into your flesh, but you fundamentally are in the Spirit and you have the Spirit of Christ. So you belong to God. Say, I have the Spirit and I belong to God. This is amazing. But if Christ is in you, what did we just say? Is Christ in you? Yes or no? Yes, Christ is in you. Because the Spirit of God dwells in you through your baptism. So now Christ dwells in you and you are a temple of God. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Anyone who does not have Christ does not have the Spirit. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although your bodies are dead because of sin, your spirits are alive because of righteousness. This is an amazing sentence. Your body, right? Your sinful flesh has been condemned. Your bodies are dead because of sin. So that still means your outer man is wasting away. You still will have to die a physical death and then you will have access to eternal life, right? Because now death is the doorway to everlasting life. Although your bodies have an expiration date, although your bodies are headed to a certain type of destruction right in the here and now, although as you live day after day, your bodies are getting older, your bodies are living under a spirit of destruction, your spirit, what God has given you, is alive because of righteousness. What is righteousness? Right relationship to God. Paul says in Romans chapter 3, now because you are in Christ, the righteousness of Jesus belongs to you. Right? His goodness, his holiness, all of these different things, but his relationship to the Father. Jesus is the one who has perfect righteousness and means he has the most right relationship to the Father. He has perfect relationship to the Father and he's come to bring us righteousness so that our relationship with the Father can be his relationship with the Father. This is amazing. I want to actually read you that passage from Romans chapter 3. I want to find it here. Let me find it here. But now, it's 3:21, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. Righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. You now have access to the righteousness of God, the right relationship with God. The relationship with God that Jesus has. This is what you have access to. This is why this verse is so amazing. Though your bodies are wasting away, he says this in another place in Romans 8, which one day we'll hopefully get to, though your bodies are undergoing deconstruction, although they're wasting away day after day, your bodies are dead because of sin, you are alive because the right relationship of Jesus to the Father is now yours. You have been made righteous. It's unbelievable. This is the Spirit that lives in you. And friends, when we say set your mind not on the things of the flesh, not on the reality that your body is wasting away, not on the wages of sin that is death, not on the temptation and the things that are drawing you away from God, but submit your mind. Say, I will submit my mind to the reality that my spirit is alive because the righteousness of God is in me. This changes you. It changes you dramatically. It moves you to live a life in the Spirit. It gives you new power. Because then Paul says this, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit which dwells in you. God does not leave anything unfinished. He's saying, while you're here on earth, your body is decaying. You're headed towards a physical death. But your spirits are now alive because of righteousness. And if you walk in that righteousness, as you walk in that righteousness, the same spirit that brought to life Jesus' dead physical body that was sealed in a tomb for 3 days, that was ritually unclean, that was decaying, that was wasting away, that did not have life, that did not have breath in its lungs. The physical body that was dead, the Spirit of God, just like it did to Adam, breathed life into the body of Jesus. And the body of Jesus, his physical resurrected body with his wounds, is raised from the dead by the power of the Spirit. And so God is saying, your spirits right now are alive through righteousness. And as you walk in righteousness, I do not leave anything unfinished. And so I'm not even going to leave your body dead. But this is what you have to look forward to, that the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And as you pass through the doorway of death into eternal life, in the end, when everything comes together in the person of Jesus, your mortal body will be raised to life through the spirit that dwells in you. You are looking forward to, this is not like some AI crazy scientific thing of bodies being frozen and all this kind of stuff. This is the reality of life in Christ. Set your mind on this eternal hope, that right now, while your body is wasting away, you are headed to a reality in the person of Jesus Christ where there's no more tears, where there's no more pain, where every wrong will be made right, where your body will be raised from the ground and your spirit will be united with your body and you will walk in complete newness of life. This is the hope to which you've been called. It's not a fantasy. It's not something that's out there. It's something we grab hold of and we bring that hope into this reality and say, I am choosing in my present circumstance. This is what it means to set your mind. I'm choosing in my present circumstance to live in the hope of resurrection because God has promised me that the same spirit that came into the body of Jesus Christ and raised him from the dead has a plan to give me now newness of life and fullness of newness of life in the age to come. And what do we say over and over again over the past couple weeks, that passage from the Catechism? The Christian lives differently because you have tasted the power of the age to come. That power compels you. It shows you how to walk. And if I can give you an encouragement, friends, at the end of this week, set your mind. Be determined to set your mind. Thank you for joining me. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.